Friday, September 17th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The spot corn basis has held up remarkably well as harvest gets going. This should be the first big harvest weekend. Ethanol plants, feed mills, exporters are all looking for spot corn supply. This positive spot basis suggests good things for the U.S. September corn stocks report. It may strike some as unusual that we're paying attention to the oats market, but one of the little-known axioms among seasoned traders is that oats sometimes offer the best glimpse into the pure fundamentals because there's relatively little speculative involvement and virtually no fund interest because volume is a pittance. Yet oats have been on a tear higher and have gone premium to corn, an 8-year high, and an historic premium to corn because there's only 32 pounds in a bushel of oats versus 56 for corn. As reported recently, U.S. corn is $2 cheaper than Brazil and $4 cheaper than in China, despite their big crop expected. Soybeans recently took a hit from an unexpected cancellation of recent sales to China that they apparently repurchased in Brazil due to anticipated Gulf loading delays. U.S. beans are still the cheapest in the world right now, and China needs them bad with their internal soybeans at $19.58 a bushel. The NOPA August crush figures were out, and at nearly 159 million bushel, Hadley beat trade expectations, averaging 154. Soil stocks were higher than expected, but the August soy meal exports reported were 857,000 tons, a 5-month high, and the highest for an August on record. We're only now starting to hear from our own clients tapping cornfields for early harvest that they're often not as good as expected, but reading similar comments in other journals and publications we read every day. Even today's DTN closing comments mentioned that our own Joe Camp did some weekend touring through central Illinois and found surprising amounts of disease and stock rot in some of Illinois' prime counties for yields most years. The hope for seasonal fall subsoil moisture recharge in drought-parched parts of the country took a hit yesterday when NOAA's Climate Prediction Center released its updated forecast through year-end. Only the Pacific Northwest is expected to see drought ratings ease up. Severe drought conditions are expected to persist from Montana through the Dakotas into Minnesota and southward into prime lands of central Iowa and northern Illinois. The most noteworthy element of the new map shows drought spreading south through the entire central and southern plains from southern Nebraska to the tip of Texas. This encompasses the entire hard red winter wheat region of the country, and the somber outlook will help maintain a bullish feeling toward grains in general, and wheat in particular. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Here's an update on China's fulfillment of Phase 1 trade deal. We're frequently reminded that the 2020 COVID crisis on top of the Trump-era trade sanctions badly distorted trade flows between our two countries. We're also reminded that the Phase 1 commitments were over a 2-year period, so it was possible that China could fulfill a 2020 shortfall in 2021. For 2020, Chinese purchases totaled $23.6 billion, or 64% of their 2020 purchase commitment, a $13 billion shortfall. Through July of 2021, actual purchases are much closer to the target at $23.2 billion, almost as much as they purchased all of last year, and 89% of the $25.9 billion target for purchases through July, just $2.7 billion short. The math, however, says that meeting their total 2-year commitments unlikely. Looking at their 2021 commitment to purchase $43.6 billion, however, we're 58% through the year and only 53% of the target. Can they make up the gap for last year as well? That's a stretch. Total commitments for both years combined would be $80.2 billion. At the end of July, we're almost 80% through the 24-month period with 2-year purchases through July at $46.8 billion, or just 58% of the commitment. They have been rolling over some reserve stocks, but have been buying aggressively to rebuild those depleted stocks. That's where they may well focus purchases through year-end. With what could surprise some, China just filed an application to join the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That trade agreement was intended to be a counterweight to China's growing regional influence. It was a mistake that the United States passed on membership. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunity, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.